Okay, Henry. Name here is Tom. That's Tango Oscar Mike. Tired old man, or as some people say, just tons of manure.
Well, okay, I won't, it's not my place to take it any further. Yeah, anyway, I just thought I'd key up and see who could hear me on the Canada Hub. Just going for a walk through the mall. It's a lot cooler here than it is outside. And I had a little bit of business to do, so now I'm just taking it easy, maybe finding a place where I can get a nice espresso or something. And that's it. Anyway, my QTH is Windsor, near Detroit, Michigan, Tom. Go ahead. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, Henry. Yeah, I know about where you're located. Used to talk to a ham quite often on Zello and on Echolink there in Toronto. Not too awful far away from there, relatively speaking. There's a group up there we used to talk to quite a bit. But anyway, yeah, so you're just across the bridge, or not far across the bridge. They're from Detroit, and don't know what the weather's like there, but it's been, oh, I don't know, bouncing in the lower 100s here. I think the other day it was like 102 or 103. I haven't looked at what the temperature is today.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my phone right now, and it's 24 Celsius, so I'm going to guess that's around mid-70s, high 70s. So, and a lot of sunshine. No rain, not for today anyway, forecast for today. So we're having it more decent than you are, Tom. Sorry about that. Yeah, and I'm, if I was to drive from where I'm at right now, it would take me about 20 minutes or so to get to the bridge. The new Gordie Howe Bridge, where there was a lot of politics involved in the opening of it, but I won't get into that. Now we have the tunnel, we have the Ambassador Bridge, and the Gordie Howe Bridge. And the Gordie Howe Bridge is the only one that allows bicycles and pedestrian walk to go across via 3HOI. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, this is normal temperature for us in Florida here this time of year. And I did look at the conversion online here, and it looks like it's between 39 and 40 Celsius. So that's but that's normal for us this time of year. I'm outside a lot, so I'm in and out of vehicles. I do two-way radio work. So when you come out of a vehicle that's 120, 130 in the vehicle, and you come out and it's 105, you think, wow, it feels cool out here.
Yeah, it almost feels like air conditioning when you step outside, but I'll guess about 15 seconds later you realize it ain't. Yeah, you know, I remember being down there in the middle of the summer, so about this time, yeah. And the seat on the motorcycle got so hot, Tom, that I had to put a towel on it to be able to sit on the motorcycle, and my ex-wife back then would do the same. So we'd be riding with a towel between the seat and our behinds. That's how hot it was. Yeah. But nevertheless, we still enjoyed the scenery, the ocean, the beaches, the restaurants. Something about Florida that always appealed to us. Back to you, Tom.
I I know what you mean by the seats getting hot. I remember when I was younger, we used to have these, I think they were an invention from Satan, but they were called vinyl seats. And here in Florida, they get hot enough to leave blisters. And, yeah, I can remember when you sat on those things, if you got, like, jeans on or you have corduroy on or whatever, you leave that impression in the seat when you get up.
Yeah, I thought there was a key up there. Especially if you're wearing shorts and you sit on a vinyl seat. Ouch comes to mind. Anyway, Tom, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to do some walking through the mall while I can. While it doesn't get too crowded still. And take advantage of it. Tom, it's been good talking to you. And one day, when we talk, maybe I'll be able to write your call sign down. Instead of here, I have to look around me and not bump into people. I don't think they'd appreciate it. We'll talk to you later, Tom. VA3HLY in Windsor, 7-3.
Okay, Henry. Yeah, we'll look forward to catching up with you another time. And hey, you know what? Nowadays, you would sit right in if you bumped other people. I've watched too many kids run into poles and things because they were staring at their phone rather than where they were walking, so it wouldn't be out of ordinary today. 73, talk to you another time from KD4WOV, Grand Island, Florida.